Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
It is hump day. We've reached the mid-portion of the work week. I'm Will Sullivan, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, let's flash back to the day of the 2021 NFL Draft. All the mock drafts had QB slated to be the initial three selections. But when it came to pick four, that's where the real drama of the night began. Would Atlanta take Matt Ryan's successor or give the four-time Pro Bowl QB an additional offensive weapon? Well, the Falcons, of course, took tight end Kyle Pitts. But now the big question is, with possible trade talks surrounding wide receiver Julio Jones, are we going to see Matty Ice with both Pitts and Jones?
I love him. I mean, I've been so lucky to play with him, for the past decade, and he's an unbelievable player. I don't get involved in this side of it, you know, from a teammate, from a player standpoint. He's my teammate, you know, he's my guy. And you let the other side of it shake out how it is. But I know this, he's always ready to go. He's an incredible competitor and one of the best to ever do it at his position. So he'll have himself ready to go. There's no question about that.
We shall see. Over in the AFC, Indianapolis has a couple of question marks on the defensive side of things. D lineman Danico Autry signed with rival Tennessee in free agency earlier this year, and veteran Justin Houston is still unsigned. So Indy made sure to make the defense an emphasis in this year's draft. Well, Indy's two-time Pro Bowl linebacker Darius Leonard saying he loved his squad's commitment to the deep. Leonard is entering the final year of his deal in Indy, but he hopes it won't be his last with the franchise.
They take value in me, and hopefully, you know, that'll show. I mean, I think that I put in the enough work the past 3 years. I give it my all day in and day out, never miss a day. Never, you know, once I step on that field, I give everything I got, and they know that. And, you know, hopefully we get everything settled, and hopefully we'll be good to go.
Well, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan was recently a guest on the Michael Irvin podcast, Irv asking him what the return of the 2019 Defensive Rookie of the Year, Nick Bosa, means to the Niners D. Bosa missing 14 games last season because of an ACL injury.
When you have a guy at that level and there's not a ton of them, it changes who you are. It's, you know, not comparing these guys, but the type of level guys are. Like, if the Rams don't have Aaron Donald, that's going to be different. If Denver loses Von Miller, it's going to be different. There's just guys on the D-line that there's a few that are different. How J.J. Watt was in Houston, like it changes everything. And when you can get good players around people like that and you can have a good scheme, it's tough to mess with because there's not people in the league that can block those guys.
Well, Steelers star defensive lineman Cam Hayward, he's pretty hard to block. But he did join the Good Morning Football crew yesterday to talk about all things Pittsburgh, plus what he expects from running back Najee Harris. Hayward has lofty expectations for Harris.
I got a chance to text back and forth, and then, you know, just hearing about him here in Pittsburgh. Great kid, loves to get the work, but I think as a defender, we're most excited to have him. You know, having a guy that like that that can tote the rock 30 to 40 times a game really puts an ease for the defense. And, man, you know, he can do multiple things. I think the investment in our offense this offseason has been huge, and it starts with him.
Speaking of the rookies, the Broncos locking up their first-round pick on Tuesday. Patrick Surtain the second quarterback taken on night one, has his contract inked, the standard four-year rookie deal. Now we can turn his attention to slowing down Patrick Mahomes and the other high-powered AFC West offenses. And make sure to download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. Their guest today is former Carolina Panthers great Luke Kuechly. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Salva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.